You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's time for another Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, looking at Leopardstown's card this evening on Thursday to July the 13th. We've got seven races for you beginning at 5:50. And we've got a very competitive and varied looking card here tonight. Probably the pick of the action comes in the shape of the 7:55, where we've got a viciously competitive 1.25 mile handicap, in which there are several horses going here off the back of really good performances last time out. So that race will take a little bit of deciphering. One or two bets other than that scattered around the card. And we end with to all intents and purposes, a match between Mountain Rock and Sandy Mount Duke in the final race. So, without further ado, we crack on with the opening affair, which comes up at 5:50. It's a filly's maiden over 7 furlongs. Just a couple to keep an eye on here: Easter Lily and Dream Malfunction, and the two that I'm going to be putting up here against the field. Easter Lily certainly caught the eye first time out in a race which is working out particularly well. Obviously, September, the winner from the same stable, went on to win the Chesham at Royal Ascot. And happily as well, another stable companion who finished seventh that day went on to win a maiden at the Curragh on the 30th of June. So, as we know, that form is working out really well. And given that this horse is actually one of the favourites there that day, she obviously ran pretty much near market expectation by finishing the never near fourth, in keeping with how Aidan O'Brien's horses often run first time out. Very much an educational run rather than anything else, and likely to improve quite significantly, being by a filly by Galileo. You'd expect her to improve for this better ground tonight. So Easter Lily would be the main choice ahead of Dream Malfunction, as I pointed out, from the judge of O'Brien Stable. You are going really well at the moment. Now, she finished fourth behind the aforementioned Happily on her debut at the Curragh in what looked a fair maiden on paper. She made the running that day and probably just got a little bit tired on the softish ground when she was stuck on the inside fence, which is definitely not the place to be over the two-day meeting. So expect her as well to come on considerably for that outing. You chuck in the likes of Conquest and Active Approach, who are unraced fillies from powerful stables, and we've got a very informative affair. But Easter Lily is the vote in the first.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which comes up at 6:25, and this is a 7 furlong maiden. Hopefully all the dead 8 runners go to post here, because there is a decent each way bet in my eye here in the shape of Una Memento from the Thomas Mullins stable. This all showed absolutely nothing when only a 12-1 chance on debut over this course back in April behind Irish Correspondence. Then they put the hood on it next time out, and we saw a much more informative and polished performance by this colt by Casamento, when finishing a very eye-catching fifth behind Yulong Zhungu in quite a decent maiden on the figures at the County Kerdell venue. Back in fourth as Bay of Skill, of course, is one of the fancied horses here, but Una Memento, like I say, was the one that really caught the eye with the way he finished off his race from the back of the field. Hopefully tonight he can get into a much better earlier track position, even though he is drawn in stall 8 on the outside, and therefore be more competitive in the latter stages. I certainly think this horse has got quite a bit of ability, and around about 5-1 this morning, he looks really solid each way material there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the first of the competitive handicaps then, which comes up at 6:55. It's a mile contest in which 10 horses are due to go to post. The pick of the pile is Corbus, who often runs his race here at this venue. He's managed to win here 2 times in 10 starts, and generally speaking, he runs up to a fair standard here at the Dublin venue, as he's proven on his last 2 visits here, when second behind the ever reliable Geological back in the early part of May. Club Wexford, who was third, of course, has done that form no harm several times over. He probably found the ground a little bit on the soft side when he on his latest visit here, when he finished a creditable fifth of the 16 behind Snoozing Indian. Nothing wrong with his run the last day down in Nace, when he kept on quite well in the latter stages behind Jim Bulger's Club Wexford. And if he runs to that same level here this evening, no reason why he won't under his optimum conditions. He's every chance of adding another victory here to his name. We can also mention the likes of Ruler of France and Escondido as well, quite favourably, because they both got really good records here at this track. Rule of France has run here twice, won once and finished second on the other occasion. And he's likely to take the field along at a good gallop as well, which is often tactics well suited by this track. And Escondida, this horse also has only career victories coming here at this track, so expect a much better run over a mile than you did the other day over an inadequate 6 furlongs. But Corbus is the choice in race 3.
Race 4.
On to the 7:25 then. Couple of horses that stand out here on all known form. Auckland and Lightning Fast are the two that I'd probably go for here. I'd probably stick with Gaydon O'Brien's Charge Auckland because he's got a perfect record here this season. 2 for 2 on his last two visits here to this track. Nothing wrong with that performance last time out either at Roscommon. When, to be fair, Anna O'Brien rather over-egged it for me. I mean, you've got a horse who's won over a mile and, you know, you drop it out towards the back end of the field around a sharp track like Roscommon. I just didn't get those tactics whatsoever. So therefore, I thought this horse did really well to finish only 3/4 of a length behind the much more handily ridden Slaney Street from the Jim Balder stable. Back to a track that clearly suits this horse's run style. If he runs to that level where he beat Holography, who's won since in the Mickey Halford stable, 2 starts ago, then I think he could take quite a bit of beating there in race number 4. As I said, Lightning Fast looks like he's the danger. He was really good on the figures when he won in Navan 2 starts ago, beating Gio Severini and subsequent listed winner Elusive Beauty. Didn't cut my choice, unfortunately, in the Britannia handicap, but to be fair, none of Joe Lyon's horses really did much good at the Royal Meeting, so you probably could put a line through that performance. He's certainly got a lot of quality, this colt by Frankel, and I expect him to go well as well. But Auckland would be my number one choice there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the big race of the night then, which comes up at 7:55. A wide open looking race. Windsor Beach has got a great record here. He's won once and finished second on his other two visits to the Dublin venue. And he ran well over an inadequate trip last time out at the Curragh behind Seawolf in, once again, a very competitive handicap. He's likely to be racing prominently, and I could certainly see him going well. But I'm going to take a chance on a horse much more generously priced. And the one I quite like here is My Direction from the Anne-Marie Holden stable. Now, this horse finished 7th last time out at the Curragh, but that race is an absolute tear up on the figures. In fact, I think the winner, the Sea of Lion, could actually be running in listed company towards the back end of the year. And we've already seen one horse come out of that race, Sand Storming, come out and justify the form line by winning at Belliestown the other day. They really did quicken up from the home turn, you know, that day. 33 and change they did in the latter stages, which is a very rapid time for a race of that nature of a mile and a half. So anything that ran quite well in the first half dozen and finished within hailing distance of the main action, I've certainly got to upgrade. And My Direction did that as well. Prior to that, he'd finished 2nd in a good race at the same venue behind Dragon Fay with Ozzy Valentine, a real good yardstick, back in 3rd. So back on decent ground over his right trip, My Direction is a decent price at 16 to 1 with William Hill this morning in the 7:55.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:30 then, and look no further than Killian Thiena from the Jim Bolger stable. This filly is in really good order at the moment. She certainly suggested her winning turn was about to arise with that run down in Down Royal behind Dragon Fay 2 starts ago, and she justified that opinion when making all the running at Tipperary the other day over a mile one. Now, she's yet to try a distance of this far, but she just looks about all stamina to me. And given that this race isn't particularly the most strongest, I'll imagine that Kevin Mannon will just try and slow things down and dictate matters from the front, enabling this horse's decent and useful turn of foot to be seen to good effect. So I think Killian Thiena will take quite a bit of beating there in the 8:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which looks, to all intents and purposes, a match between the front two in the market here. I can't see anything other than this race developing between Sandy Mount Duke and Mountain Rock. And it's really a bit of a coin flip, really, which one you'd go for here, because they've both got positives and negatives against them. The positives of Sandy Mount Duke are that he's in fantastic form at the moment, with wins over fences at Punchestown and Dam Royal, respectively, in recent times. However, he's yet to race on the level, and whether he's got enough basic speed, if you like, to withstand Mountain Rock, of course, finish a very creditable fourth behind the likes of Torcedor, Twilight Payment and Forgotten Rules here on his last visit back in April. It's certainly open to question. Of course, Adrian Keithley's horses have come on in leaps and bounds subsequently in the last month or two. So with that stable turning the corner, with Jamie Codd booked at the odds this morning, you can get 11 to 10 for Mountain Rock. I'd just about favour him in what looks to be a decent affair between the two in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. No podcast tomorrow because there's three domestic UK meetings. So we're going to be taking a look at the Curragh card on Sunday, in which we've got seven races to preview, beginning at 2:05. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.